A year ago, I was not a happy camper. My wife asked for a divorce. And divorce ran in my family. My dad divorced 3 times and my mother 2 times. That's 5 divorces I knew about growing up. And I was number 6 when I was served with divorce papers after 23 years of marriage, a mortgage and 2 beautiful twins, a boy and a girl. It was about 1 year ago when I walked in the door of Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent, a great Bible-based church that follows the teachings of the Bible and science and health with key to the scriptures, our textbook written by Mary Baker Eddy. I came in one rainy April night and sat down in a pew, or kneeled, I don't remember, and prayed as best I knew how to God for guidance. Dear God, what can I do besides kill myself? I guess I felt like the character George Bailey in that classic movie, It's a Wonderful Life, in the beginning when he wants to commit suicide. It seemed to me there was no light at the end of the tunnel. I was at the end of my rope, tempted to give up and admit defeat, where all seemed lost financially, physically, and emotionally. When I thought of my getting divorced, I saw as lost the home and my wife and that I had built up together, including raising 2 beautiful twins, a boy and a girl. I was shown an article written by a practitioner here at Plainfield, which helped me through the dark places and the dark thoughts. It was entitled The Law of Recovery, and I'll quote it. There is a helpful story in the Bible which we can benefit from today. David and his men had returned from battle and found that their city had been invaded and burned. Their wives, sons, and daughters had been taken captive. The Bible says that David was greatly distressed. His men were distraught and weeping. But at this critical moment, David encouraged himself in the Lord. David prayed to God and asked him for guidance. Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And God answered, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail, recover all. So David did as God commanded him. He pursued his enemies, and David recovered all. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. This wonderful story from the Bible encouraged me a lot. I learned that I could encourage myself in the Lord. I could pray to my God. He is an ever-present help and will surely show me the way out of any difficulty. I learned God can and will recover all to me as certainly as he did for David. By the way, I just found out recently that my wife decided not to go through with the divorce. Her lawyer sent me a letter which said, your wife has dismissed the divorce action. Case closed. I think she came to the conclusion after I cooked her 365 dinners that I was not half shabby. And maybe she'll keep me around the house as chief cook and bottle washer. In closing tonight, Edward Kimball states in his book, Lectures and Articles on Christian Science, be not afraid. You can be a law unto yourself, a law of recovery from disease, a law to your business, a law of harmony to your welfare and your own household, and all things in your life, because God gave man dominion, and you are entitled to it. In this very hour, you are entitled to be a law of recovery to your own self. Thank you.